Anyways, that wedding did not turn out all that well. Well, we know him for Paul Simon liked his poetry, and so that's where the song Richard Cory came from. And I think part of it is based on one of the life of one of Edwin's brothers, you see.
They say that Richard Cory owns one half of this whole town with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want, power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Cory. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Cory at the opera, Richard Cory at a show, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Cory. He really gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Cory went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Cory.
Simon and Garfunkel from the LP Yes We Play Vinyl, Sounds of Silence. So I mentioned that poem and then the song, Paul Simon.
Yeah.
So his brother Herman suffered multiple business failures, becoming an alcoholic, ended up estranged from his wife and children. Herman died impoverished in 1909 of tuberculosis, Boston City Hospital. So Robinson's poem, Richard Cory, was thought by his sister-in-law, Emma, to refer to her husband. 7:03.
Yes.
Sun's up.
Yes.
Sunrise, bring
do
up
you want the
morning.
Weather?
Certainly.
Let's see if I've got it.
What'll the
I
weather
do,
be?
I do.
What'll the weather be?
It's gone down another degree. It's 3 degrees now. Barometric pressure, still 102, still rising. Humidity, 58%. And can I tell you, there's a schoolyard near us, and I sometimes cut across there, and there are deep fissures in along, yeah. I think we're really, like, we're so short on water. We'll see how we do this summer.
Because it's unusual to get earthquakes here.
It is. And they called it an earthquake in New York. We used to get tremors in Ottawa. There's an area in Quebec that delivers tremors quite often. In any case, the wind is coming from the east-southeast at 5. It's going to be a mix of sun and cloud and then clearing in the afternoon. Wind coming from the southeast at 20, gusting to 40, and then 40, gusting to 60 early in the afternoon. A high today of 14. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing late in the evening. Wind coming from the southeast at 40, gusting to 60, and then 20, gusting to 40 tonight. And then light overnight and low 2.
Okie dokie. Speaking of tremors.
Yes.
Thursday afternoon, we go to sing at the Portsmouth.
Yes, that's right.
Retirement space.
Yes.
And the first tremors I get are when our choir leader announces the first song or so. And I thought, did I hear that right? Because I've only got 4 or 5 that we rehearsed last. So I guess the first 5 or 6, I didn't have any music at all.
No, either did I. So I just
just opened my big folder, and I tucked under Dave's wing because Dave sings bass next to me, and he's so just
good.
I was maybe just a second short late,
a couple
but
times.
I worked my way right through.
Yeah, and well done.
Keep a smile on your face.
Yes, yeah. The woman next to me, whose name I forget, just now, whose son has a show here, and it's not Thrash Bucket, but something like Trash. Trash can.
Just a minute, I'll get out the program.
Yeah, okay. Look for it. Trash can, I think. In any case, anyway, she shared her music with
Turned
me.
Out fine.
Yes.
Turned
she out plays fine. Tambourine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tremors.
Wait till you see our show in May. It'll be good.
706.
You're all invited.
706, forget for waiting. You want a show? I got a show for you. April 18th, West End Cultural Center.
Yes.
Ellington's Great Paris Concert. Magical Evening, 1963. Performances of Happy Go Lucky, local. Tootie for Cootie. Other classics from the set list of Ellington's Great Paris Concert. This is Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
Presented by the West End Cultural Center.
Well done.
You want to look up Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, one word. WinnipegJazzOrchestra.com.
Yeah.
April the 18th, 7:30 at the West End Cultural Center. So do we have something for you from the Great Paris Concert? No. What we do have for you is from Duke Ellington's Great London Concerts.
Oh, okay.
So if it's that close to Paris,
down
wouldn't surprise
me. Paris and London.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yep.
And now, Cootie Williams and his conception of Caravan.
This caravan, and it's hard to say why.
Now, Cootie Williams.
Oh dear, it just wants to start over, you see.
Uh-oh.
I don't think we can go back to the start of the caravan.
Okay.
I think we'll remind you that, see, that's what you get for trying to play a London concert when it should have been the Paris concert. So not to worry, Ellington's Great Paris Concert, Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, April the 18th. What day is it today?
The 6th.
Bingo. April the 18th, 7:30 p.m., the West End Cultural Center, WinnipegJazzOrchestra.com. All right. More music. Got another jumble there?
I do have another jumble.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Sir, well, no, but let's have it.
Uh-oh. L-N-T-E-K.
Nelt?
Yes.
Okay, croaky.
I thought, this is a hard one.
At 7:09, we're back on track for time, that's for sure. So I'm looking at Merle Haggard. And born on this day in 1937, died in 2016. American country singer, songwriter, indeed. We play Mama Tried, the ballad from Killers 3. So something for the truck drivers is what I was thinking.
I see. Okay.
Right.
Here's a song that goes out especially for all the truck drivers we might have with us. Do we have any here tonight in Muskogee? White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I've put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. I wonder just what makes a man keep pushing on. Why must I keep on singing this old highway song? Yeah, I've been from coast to coast 100 times or more. I'd seen one single place where I ain't been before. White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I've put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul.
Merle Haggard there from the CD Vintage Collection. So I don't have a date on that in here somewhere, I think. 7:13.
Yes.
We've done the weather. I think we'll go to the children now.
Okay.
I think we'll wake them and we'll shake them.
Yes.
And get them, put their little shell-like ear close up to the radio is what we're looking for.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Boys and girls, and this just in.
Yes.
You want to convince your parents to go to London.
Yep. Okay.
Because Matilda.
Yes.
The
musical.
Theater, the musical, not the book, Well, right. That's just it. If you can't convince...
from the book.
If you can't convince... So often that's true.
Yes.
You know, I used to go and read for... I love to read.
Yes.
And I'd always introduce Jungle Book. It's all very well to know about this movie, that movie. It's a, and this animated hoo-ha. But before it all was a book.
Yep.
So Matilda, the book, was turned into Matilda, the musical. And children, there's a lesson for us all here. There really is.
Daddy says I'm a special little guy.
I am a princess.
And I am a prince.
Mum says I'm an angel sent down from the sky.
My daddy says I'm a special little soldier. No one is as handsome, strong as me. It's true he indulges my tendency to bulge. But I'm his little soldier. Hop, two, four, three.
My mummy says I'm a miracle. Well, look at my face and it's plain to see. Ever since the day Doc chopped the umbilical cord, it's been clear there's no peer for a miracle like me.
My daddy says I'm a special little soldier. No one is as bold or tough as me. Has my daddy told you, one day when I'm older, I could be a soldier
and shoot you in the face.
One can hardly move for beauty and brilliance these days. It seems that there are millions of these, one in a million these days. Specialness seems de rigueur, above average is average, go figure. Is it some modern miracle of calculus, that such frequent miracles don't render each one unmiraculous?
Another picture of an angel in that costume that I made.
The role of tree has never been portrayed with such convincing sway.
That's right, honey, look at mummy.
Don't put honey on your brother.
Marvel mummy, marvel mother.
I think she blinks.
Well, take another.
Have you seen his school report? He got a C on his report.
What?
We'll have to change his school. The teacher's clearly falling short.
She's just delightful.
So hilarious and insightful.
Might she be a little brighter than the norm? I know to boys, it's frightful form.
I've got a plane to catch at 3. I'm competing in the biannual International Amateur Salsa and Ballroom Dancing Championships in Paris.
You're getting on a plane, Mrs. Wormwood.
Oh, yeah. I've been training 4 hours a day for the last 2 years, and I can tell you one thing. If Jennifer Littleton thinks she's walking off with a coveted golden shoe this year, she's got another thing coming.
OK.
I've got a secret weapon. Rodolfo. He's part Italian, you know. Very supple. He has incredible upper body strength.
I think we should have a talk.
So, what is it? What's wrong with me?
Mrs. Wormwood, do you really have no idea?
Wind?
Mrs. Wormwood, I want you to think very carefully. Now, what do you think might be the cause of this?
Am I fat?
Mrs. Wormwood, you're pregnant.
What?
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. There you are from the musical. Matilda,
well,
old doll.
If your name is Wormwood, it's not going to be good.
It can't be good. Can't be good. Well, there you are. So, Matilda, the book, available from the library. Boy, the movie was pretty good, too, I thought.
Oh, the movie was excellent.
Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman.
Yes.
The mother and father from...
Yep.
Hades.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. 7:19. Yep. But boys and girls, we have something else for you. Something else for you. No, no. No, you don't have to go and shovel the snow because the snow's all gone. You've done. But a sweeping sidewalk wouldn't go amiss. And obviously there are a couple of seniors on our street or something. I meant to go and knock on their door and say, what do you think's going on here? Do you think you want my wife to fall on the ice again? Is that what you want?
Yes.
And or huge puddles. So something's in.
I think the city's at fault there for not
personally
bucking up the sidewalk.
I was going to slip them the black spot. Put it in their mailbox.
There's somebody on our street.
Treasure Island. You could read that in Treasure Island, too, boys
that
and girls.
Puts one of those wooden, big wooden pallets down over the puddle.
They must have served in the First World War. We had those when...
Do you know what? They're young. They're only in their 20s, and they're smart enough
to know
make
their history
things
then.
Passable. Yes, right. Well, something.
Something else for the boys and girls, then. Jimmy Kennedy, Irish songwriter.
Right.
Predominantly a lyricist, putting words to existing music, such as...
Yes.
This.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout. They never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Henry Hall and his orchestra. Teddy Bear's Picnic there. Words by Mr. Kennedy. Jimmy Kennedy, as I say, born in Omagh, County Tyrone, Ireland.
Ah.
Father was a policeman. Wrote several songs, even just growing up, inspired by local surroundings and all. But graduated from Trinity College, Dublin, before teaching in England. So he's awaiting colonial service, posting to the colony of Nigeria. And he embarked on a career in songwriting. His first success came in 1930 with The Barmaid Song, sung by Gracie Fields. Fellow lyricist Henry Castling introduced him to Bert Feldman, a music publisher based in London's Tin Pan Alley. So Kennedy started to work for him there. Early 30s, wrote a number of successful songs. A Teddy Bear's Picnic, 1933, provided new lyrics to John Walter Bratton's tune from 1907. He did very well indeed. Spanning more than 50 years, he wrote some 2,000 songs, of which over 200 became worldwide hits, and about 50 popular music classics at 7:24.
So do you want to know when the Teddy Bear's Picnic is this year?
Yes, here in Winnipeg, yes.
Yes, yeah, September 8th.
September 8th on
Sounds like it might be second weekend in September, so maybe not Labor Day weekend.
Right.
I'd have to look at the...
I can remember doing the Teddy Bear's Picnic,
calendar.
And we were setting up shop in Assiniboine Park, where
right.
It's pretty much always been. And it looked like we were going to have a storm to end all storms, and we're
Yikes.
Working live outside.
Right.
You think, don't
that
be the tallest
be
thing on the field.
Right.
Big open field is in my park. And don't hold on to the microphone pole. It turned out fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, phew. Yeah. You never know, Carol. It's live. It's radio.
It yeah.
Happens.
Yep.
On this day in
1889.
Yep,
okay.
George Eastman begins selling his Kodak flexible film. Your flexible friend, has it. And how did that work out for you, George? Well, as you know, things... It didn't.
Eventually came to an end, didn't it?
How can we put it that... It didn't turn out for the best for George
right.
Kodak. Where is Kodak today?
Well, I might tell you later.
Okie dokie. Magic. Where's the magic now? Kodachrome.
Well,
you were going to say
it was
before you
magic
say anything,
back in the day.
Simon and Garfunkel from the concert in Central Park live there. Yes.
Oh, right.
All right.
Well, I don't know exactly what happened to Kodak. They may be still around in some way or another. But Kodachrome, the last rolls of Kodachrome were processed in December 2010 in their proper chemistry. So any remaining expiring rolls left in the world, that sort of becomes an experiment in non-standard chemical soups.
Icky, icky.
So if you think you can trust your photo store.
I hope you well, yes. kept your in the fridge.
Right. Well, is Kodachrome the one that you used for slideshows?
I know nothing. I know nothing.
Ektachrome, I think, maybe was, but yeah, can't remember.
Well, that sounds good, like ectoplasm.
Yeah.
Ektachrome and Kodachrome. It is.
Remember?
729.
Yep.
7 to 8. No change in the weather, I'm thinking. All right. Now, our friend who's in Cuba has sent us a picture to let us, just to remind us, palm trees and all that sort of thing. This is what we're missing. Thanks very much. Speaking of flying, on this day in 1890, Anthony Fokker born. Died in 1930. What is interesting was he's Dutch. Dutch aviation pioneer and aircraft manufacturer, because we always think of the Fokker triplane from World War I, the German. And born on this day, same day, 1892, Donald Wills Douglas.
Oh, Douglas, right.
There you go. American aircraft industrialist, aviation pioneer, Douglas DC-3. I got to fly the DC-3, you know.
Okay, now, did you fly it or you were in one?
30 seconds, I was at the controls.
Really?
Oh, yes. Each one of us was marched up with air cadets.
Yeah.
And then the pilots tried to swing it left and right, and they said, if you throw up, you have to clean it up.
Right.
But they deliberately went out of their way. And here's a funny story they told us.
Yes.
Which even then I thought, you're fibbing.
Yeah.
They said, you know, a lot of the DC-3s, well, that's true. A lot of our equipment still belongs now in a museum somewhere.
Right.
As we're using in the armed forces. They said these DC-3s were in Burma.
Right.
And they were towing gliders as well. So some of these DC-3s were actually a little longer. They were stretched. I went, wait a minute. The rivets, they were telling fibs. That's what I think.
Right.
So let's play Skyliner then.
Okay.
From 1944. His theme song at the time there from the Naxos CD, Drifting and Dreaming. Themes of the Big Bands, Volume 2. There are at least three volumes in this series. That's Naxos. That's the Naxos Jazz Legends series, and they do the Nostalgia series, which is great too. There you go. At 7:34, Sam Ligger of the Winnipeg Free Press from Tuesday, April 2nd, celebrating 8 decades of Osorodok. And lots of pictures here. The big get-together But not to worry, because that was just March 25th. One of North America's largest Ukrainian heritage resource centers, museum, art gallery, archives, cultural programming, and boutique. Just the first of several events leading to the museum's 80th anniversary gala in November.
Oh,
at the Canadian Museum of Human Rights. And that was followed up by an article in the Free Press Community News from Wednesday, April the 3rd. I mean, in more detail, of course, 184 Alexander Avenue came into being in the Second World War as a place of support for the wave of Ukrainian refugees arrived in Winnipeg during that time. So since then, cultural home, refuge for newcomers, their families, and Winnipeggers of Ukrainian descent. Seven people on the staff, grand total, volunteers and grant and donor support is what keeps them going. So similar to the lessons that hosted in the 1940s, Osordok currently offers free English classes to all Ukrainian newcomers with valid Canadian visas. Classes offered throughout the year in 10-week sessions. So as I say, to celebrate the spring, Osordok will host a family pasanka, wooden Ukrainian Easter eggs workshop, April 20th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., people of all ages and levels of experience, $30 for members, $35 to non-members. More detail, osordok.ca, that's OSEREDOK.ca. The question is, wonder if there's anybody there. I bet they will. Somebody there would know a recipe for kishka, I'm thinking.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Who wants kishka? Show of hands.
Not sure after this song. Ick.
I got my little red wagon going down the lane to Steve and Mary's. I gotta visit them again. Steve worked at the Packers, and when his boss wasn't looking, he'd sneak us out a gallon of pig's blood. I pulled it home on my wagon, being careful how I stopped. I wouldn't dare tip it over, I couldn't spill a precious drop. When I got home to the kitchen, I found my mama cooking buckwheat, making kishka out of that pig's blood. Kishka, Ukrainian treat, kishka masquerading as meat, kishka. Stirred up the pot of that boiling buckwheat, and then she tied off the casings with little bows so neat. And when the buckwheat was tender, she added garlic and spice, and then the secret ingredient, a gallon of pig's blood. And Dad made a funnel from an old plastic spool, just stretching out those pig's guts, well, that would make him drool. And then they filled up the casings, and in the oven they'd go. They cooked up nice and black on account of that pig's blood. Kishka, Ukrainian treat, kishka masquerading as meat, kishka, pig's blood and buckwheat make kishka. Call it black pudding, a real delicacy.
And some call it blood sausage, but that don't sound right to me. We all called it Keshka, it was her favorite treat. A gut full of buckwheat and a gallon of pig's blood. Keshka, Ukrainian treat. Keshka, masquerading as meat. Keshka, pig's blood and buckwheat make Keshka. Keshka, Ukrainian treat. Keshka, masquerading as meat. Keshka, pig's blood and buckwheat make Keshka.
Kubasonics, who else? From their CD Giants of the Prairies. Kubasonics, now to be found in Newfoundland.
Right.
Big noise in Newfoundland.
Yes.
7:40. Carol McKibben, you have got something you want to share?
Well, I was thinking of peace the other day and peace symbols through the ages. And the first one that came to mind is the dove and the olive branch. And in the late 15th century, a dove with an olive branch was used on the seal of the Florentine Committee known as the Ten of Liberty and Peace. Their secretary was Machiavelli, and it bore the motto, Peace and the Defense of Liberty. More recently, the white poppy in 1933, there was widespread fear of war in Europe. For good reason. The Women's Cooperative Guild began the practice of distributing white poppies as an alternative to the red poppies distributed by the Royal British Legion in commemoration of servicemen who died in the First World War. In 1934, the newly formed Peace Pledge Union joined in distributing white poppies and laying white poppy wreaths as a pledge to peace that war must not happen again. In 1980, the white poppy symbol was revived as a way of remembering the victims of war without glorifying militarism. And I think we've seen white poppies again, in the last few years, people have brought them back.
Well, there's been a big to-do about different colored poppies or different shapes of poppies. The Legion knickers in a twist.
Yes, true. The rainbow flag now. People have opinions on the rainbow flag, but the international peace flag in the colors of the rainbow was first used in Italy in a 1961 peace march from Perugia to Assisi, and it was inspired by the peace flags used on British peace marches. The flag commonly has seven rainbow-colored stripes with the word pace, P-A-C-E, Italian for peace, in the center. And in the account of the Great Flood, the rainbow, of course, became a symbol of peace across the earth and the sky, and by extension, among all men. The V sign, we all know, V sign is a hand gesture, the palm outwards with the index middle finger open, shaping a V, and all your other fingers closed. When given with the palm outward, it's read as a bad sign. So don't have it with, or sorry, yeah, you always have the palm outward. Yep.
Close call there.
Yeah. Well, be careful. Because the other way around, it's almost like having one finger up.
Rude.
Yes, very rude. So, the V for Victory, introduced in January 1941, part of a campaign by the Allies, World War II, and made more widely known by...
We should fight them on the bases. We should fight them on the landing grounds. Yep. Never surrender.
Winston Churchill?
Winston Churchill. When where I lost my place. It dates back, though, to at least 1900. During the 60s, in the U.S., activists against the Vietnam War and in subsequent anti-war protests adopted the gesture as a sign of peace. And there's the Japanese Peace Bell. The Japanese Peace Bell is now a United Nations peace symbol. It was cast in 1952 and was an official gift of the Japanese people to the UN in 1954, at a time when Japan had not yet officially been admitted to the United Nations. And the last one I'm going to mention is the symbol. Did you, when you were in Air Cadets, did you learn semaphore?
No, knew about it, but I don't think it came from Air Cadets.
My brother had a little...
If I'd been in Sea Cadets, it would have been different.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. And my brother wasn't in Sea Cadets. He was in Boys Brigade, but he had a little widget that turned around, you know, when you pull the thing, and it had all the symbols.
Yes.
So the peace symbol that we often know now is a combination of the letter N, which is both arm, one arm extended up and the other arm extended down.
Down, yes.
Yeah. And the D, which is two arms sort of down but out at your sides, like not next to your body, right? And so that symbol is known as the Nuclear Disarmament Symbol, or Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, CND symbol. It was designed by artist Gerald Holtom for the British Nuclear Disarmament Movement. And it's, this, as I said, a superimposition of the flag semaphore for the characters N and D, standing for nuclear disarmament. Mr. Holtom presented it to the Direct Action Committee in 1958, where it was, quote, immediately accepted as a symbol for a march on this day, the 4th of March, April 4th of April, 1958. It was widely adopted in the American, again, anti-war movement in the 60s and reinterpreted as generically representing world peace. The original design, however, is in the Peace Museum in Bradford, England.
Right, you are.
Yep.
At 7:47.
Yes.
Lord, make me a means of your peace. Where there's hatred grown, let me sow your love. Where there's injury, Lord, let forgiveness be my sword. Lord, make me a means of your peace. Lord, make me a means of your peace. Where there's sadness here, let me sow your joy. When the darkness nears, may your light dispel our fears. Lord, make me a means of your peace. To help console, less be understood than to understand your good. Lord, make me a means of your peace. Lord, grant me to seek and to share, to forgive in thee, you forgive in me. For to die in thee is eternal life to me. Lord, make me a means of your peace.
From his CD, Simple Songs. Carol McKibben, we went to the theater Thursday night. It was a busy, busy Thursday.
We did. It was very
and
busy
it
Thursday.
It was across the street from us.
Yes.
At the Asper Theater.
Yes, across Balmoral.
And our waitress was in the play.
We have a waitress that serves us very often on Saturday
morning.
Mornings
right.
at Stella's.
And
yes.
So it was a Will Eno play, if you know Will Eno.
Yes.
Both humor and shockeroo at the same
yes.
time.
Yep.
And, enjoyed the set because it was very simple, but they made it work very nicely.
Yes.
And it was free.
It was,
well. There was no charge.
True. Yep.
So we went online, did we not?
Yes, you did. Well,
right.
I found it, and then you went ahead.
Went online, and you just booked your tickets.
Yep.
So the reason we're telling you about this is because there's a performance tonight.
Tonight's the last night.
So, tonight's the 6th, right?
Yes.
So if you go online, what, Winnipeg Theatre or University of Winnipeg Theatre?
I think I did University of Winnipeg Asper Theatre.
Theatre should be enough to bring it up.
It should.
And the play is called?
The Humanity and Other Good Intentions. Although Will Eno, I think, changed the title at
right.
some point. But this
so if you're looking
title.
To make sure
yeah,
it's that you're at the right play.
Yes, it's at 7:30 tonight.
Right, you are. So yeah. you can book. And as I say, it's right next to us here, the next building over.
Yes.
You know where the old bus depot used to be? Well, it's right next to that sort of thing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So enjoyed and
just
recommend.
A little bit north of there.
Right.
Say they use it sometimes at the Fringe Festival if you go there.
We're about to say goodbye, so I'll just
right.
say the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is saying goodbye. The band that helped put Dauphin's Country Fest on the map will build a fond farewell to the Jamboree June 30th. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, which headlined the inaugural Country Fest in 1990, will be the wind-up act. The 2024 event, which runs June the 27th to the 30th. That's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
I was born in Kaufman County, Texas. That was in 11th of September, 1886. Come to California in 1906. I didn't have to go to World War I. I was too old for World War II. One good thing that I've always been proud of, I was the youngest in the family, and the rest was all married, and I've taken good care of my mother and father as long as they lived. There's a feller up here at the post office one day, he's a pet man. I says to him, "That dog, you have no idea how smart he is. I just thought I'd tell you. You ain't telling me nothing. I know all about it." Kids would come here, "We want to hear old Ted sing." In them days, I fooled with him more then. I could just come in this way. "I want you to sing now. Do, do, do." Now I have to take the harp and make a sound before you sing.
"Teddy, come in. Come on. Come on now from under there. You know, sit down. Sit down, Teddy. Now here, I want you to sing. Sing these folks' song. Sing the old rugged cross. Listen, chord with this now. Yeah.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes. pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was as the smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. He said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants and fair that stands for he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him. Years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Oh, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band from their greatest hits, 20 Years of Dirt. 7:57. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol McKibben.
We are the Saturday Morning Show. We'll be back for you next Saturday, 6 until 8. Stay tuned now for Green Planet Monitor up next. I see that Chris Cross is dying. The bassist who wrote the big hit for Ultravox, Vienna. He died at the age of 71. That was quite a moody piece. We used to play him on Nightlines when I was a boy.
Right.
Across the street to it. Late Night with Rocker producer Ross Porter, who just got married again for the 8th yes. or 10th time. I've lost track. I can't keep track. And so the song we used to play.
Yes.
Dancing with Tears in My Eyes.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to Nightlines on CBC Stereo. Yeah.